Well, and if we had a prize, we would hand it out this week to our own Jeremy Hobson and Peter O'Dowd, who have been reporting from so many states, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, all in 1 week. They're in Orlando now. Jeremy, we have a few minutes here. So just your last impressions from this whirlwind trip.
Well, I think one of the things we're noticing, Robin, is that this country is changing so quickly, and these states that we've been in, all of them in their own way, changing really quickly. We're seeing in Georgia a new generation of African Americans coming in that have very different views on a lot of things than the civil rights era African Americans. Here in Florida, of course, we heard there about Cubans coming in, a new generation of Cubans that do not have the same views as their parents and their grandparents here. So a changing state. But also places all across these places that are not very interested in the politics that are going on right now. They're hearing a lot of negative ads.
Well, either negative or we just heard from a woman who's too busy. I mean, people are working and they're you know, getting their lives together. But it's always fun, too, when you drive state to state. I mean, there's such differences.
There are such differences, and we've noticed them in the food as well, because Peter and I enjoyed some fried chicken, didn't we, Peter, yesterday?
Yeah, we had that in Macon, Georgia. We had the delicious fried chicken, collard greens we had in Macon, delicious.
But, we had barbecue in North Carolina, Robin. We had Cuban sandwiches in Miami. We've had a lot of good food all across. But yes, of course, it is amazing. You see these different states, and they're almost like different countries when you go from one to the other. The idea that Little Havana and parts of Atlanta are actually so close to each other and yet totally different.
And, you know, we have been reporting, both of you can weigh in on this, we've been reporting on the news that, you know, we think we have to be responsible for Ebola, of course, Syria.
Yep.
But we often find when you go out, you know, people are interested in things closer to home.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you mentioned Ebola, but think about ISIS and what's going on in the Middle East, American foreign policy. But I'll tell you, when we get on the ground and talk to people, that hardly ever came up. I mean, I heard somebody talking about Ebola at dinner last night in casual conversation. But when you talk to them about politics, they care about money, the economy, education came up a lot. I mean, one of those issues that kept coming up was education in North Carolina and Georgia. That was huge.
And Robin, we actually rented a car from somebody, I am remembering this, who did bring up ISIS. Although, here's what he said. He said, "Have you guys heard about ISIS?" And it was kind of interesting because obviously he's been renting to some people who may not have heard about ISIS.
Right. And you obviously had. It's just so interesting. Well, so, you know, all the talk shows go crazy over the midterms coming up, the midterms, and have been for months. Are people as engaged?
I don't know. What do you think, Jeremy? I think that I was surprised at talking to, you know, man on the street. Who are you going to vote for? What are you going to do? People are almost disengaged. I think people are even angry and a little tired. The negative advertisements, we talked about them in the program today. They're in every single one of these states and people are just getting bombarded by them. I talked to a lady named Priscilla Crake in a suburb outside of Atlanta. She's a Republican who loves her party, but she decided not to vote because, you know, a policy that Nathan Deal has recently signed, a law over guns, just angered her so much. And so she's not going to vote. She's going to skip the process altogether. Let's listen to part of my conversation with her.
And the other candidates, the Senate race, both of them are making me angry with their statements toward each other. Anyway, that's how I feel.
Is this how you normally feel around election season?
No, I'm pretty well. No, I'm pretty well committed to what I feel like I'm going to vote, who I'm going to vote for. But this time, it's just one of those things with me. So,
Jeremy, take us out. There's a great voice to leave us with and thoughts to leave us with. But take us out with something you picked up along the way.
Well, the other thing that we're hearing, besides people who are not that excited to vote in this election, is people who still don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
A lot of those people in all of these states, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And, of course, all of our reporting is online at our website, hereandnow.org.
Didn't you also learn that iguanas freeze?
And that barbecue in North Carolina, there's a very soft kind of barbecue there. It was because a lot of people way back when didn't have any teeth.
Okay.
So keep that one in mind. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. Thanks to everyone here at WMFE in Orlando. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And thank you, Peter O'Dowd. I'm Robin Young.
Thank
this
you,
is,
Peter.
Yeah,
thank
this,
you.
This is Here Now.